stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, Rudy was just talking about bucket lists, and for a number of you listening, Colonial Williamsburg and that part of Virginia is likely a place you want to go. You should if you don't. So we're about to do something that we haven't done in 2,695 days on this show. It's time for the Destination Spotlight as we check in on Williamsburg, and we're sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories. Pack like a pro as Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you.
As we head to Italy after today's show to catch up with a Seabourn Ovation, our Travel Pro is already packed and ready to go. The show fans who will be joining us on the ship will also have new Travel Pro luggage. Platinum Elite is what we travel with, folks, as we think it's the best. Travel Pro will ensure you travel with confidence, it's affordable, and it will last. This weekend at TravelPro.com, as a show fan, you're going to save up to 30% site-wide. There's also a direct link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now up to a place known as the Berg and the Colonial Capital, where Edward Harris is holding and ready to go.
Ed, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Thanks for having me today. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You know, I can't tell you how many times Mary and I have been to Williamsburg, Virginia, and the surrounding area. In excess of 20 is probably a good place to start. So we know the area well. It's hard to believe that we last checked in on Williamsburg on the show 7 years, 4 months, and 16 days ago, but we're going to do it now. So you've spent a good part of your career in Pennsylvania, some of it in Lancaster, also an area filled with history. I want to know, what attracted you to Williamsburg, and what are you connecting with in the area?
Yeah, sure. Well, travelers want to go to a place that's fun, unique, Instagram-worthy, if you will, places that have a variety of things to do. And, you know, they want to go to a place that's safe and maybe even more so now than ever, a place that delivers a lot of value. And when I was considering this opportunity, I found that the historic triangle beyond Williamsburg, and I'm talking about Jamestown and Yorktown as well, which we promote, they checked all of those boxes, and it's also a beautiful part of the country when you think of the Virginia Peninsula and all the sailing and water sport opportunities that are here as well. And so when I looked at the whole place, the whole destination, it was sort of a no-brainer, although I do miss my friends back in Lancaster, PA, which is also a very unique and special place in and of itself. But the opportunity to come tell this story was just too good to be true.
So, Ed, we could probably do 5 minutes with you alone just on Colonial Williamsburg, which I do think a lot of visitors really associate with Williamsburg, Virginia. But you did mention the historic triangle. And, of course, before we get to that, you also have Busch Gardens. That's a huge draw for the area. But back to the historic triangle, Jamestown, Yorktown, and, of course, you have the College of William and Mary, very famous college. It's as close to Ivy League as you get. Talk a little bit more about some of the specifics of the triangle that locals and visitors really enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, this historic triangle region is really where it all started when it comes to American history. I mean, this historic triangle served as sort of the revolutionary think tank. And today, Williamsburg itself is the largest living history museum out there. And whether you're in Williamsburg, Jamestown, or Yorktown at the battlefield or the Jamestown settlement, it is truly our American roots and where our country really took shape. And people love to visit here just to walk in the same footsteps of those early settlers.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I think what we've always connected with when it comes to Williamsburg is the area is able to engage a wide range of travelers. I mean, Mary mentioned the university keeps a steady group of young people there. There's no question you're big with families. But Williamsburg, it's also a great destination for couples, older travelers. It's a great place if you're a foodie. With all the golf, shopping, special hotels and resorts, the outdoor activities, you have this real melting pot to make people feel welcome and keep them coming back, Ed. You know, thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, that's a good way to say it. And this time of year, it's all about the haunted history. And people are coming in long distances to experience the ghost tours. Maybe they'll play golf, like you mentioned. We have great shopping, whether it's Merchant Square or, of course, our popular premium outlets, which have over 120 stores. So, you know, there really is something for everybody. It sounds like a cliche, but I really do believe that about the historic triangle in Williamsburg itself, and we've got events happening throughout the year as well.
You know, I'm not surprised they're coming for the Halloween haunts with all the battlefields there. So, listen, the holidays are going to be here soon, and I do think a lot of people associate Williamsburg as a summer and maybe warmer weather destination, but help us dispel that notion, because there are certainly going to be reasons to visit during the holidays in the winter, Ed, right?
Of course. If you haven't heard about Grand Illumination, that's coming up. This year they're extending it. It's going to be the first three weekends in December. And that gets everybody into the spirit of the holidays with the whole town decorated with those special natural wreaths that they make with garlands and candles. And there's special programming with colonial era music. There's dancing. There's performances by all the costumed interpreters. And, of course, the evenings culminate with all the fireworks displays that are happening across town.
A lot of fun.
The first 3 weeks of December is really special here.
All right, one thing that you say travelers must experience to really feel like they have come and enjoyed Williamsburg.
Well, for me, it's probably something called Pantheon, which is one of the nine roller coasters over at Busch Gardens. And they actually recently broke ground on their 10th roller coaster, which is going to open in the spring. But okay. Pantheon, that'll blow your hair back, and you'll want to come back.
There we go. So, you folks, you could go enjoy this with Ed yourself. I want to give the website, visitwilliamsburg.com, visitwilliamsburg.com. You can get all the information and plan your visit. Ed, have a nice weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ed. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we are. Williamsburg, Virginia. That's how we're going to end hour one. Hour two is going to kick off in about 7 minutes with the NCF, and then Mary and I will be headed to JFK for a flight over to Italy. Thanks for listening wherever or however you connect with us, folks. Don't forget you can catch the show live or anytime, frankly, at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.